Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to my podcast titled The Estate Power. The obvious and sought-after benefit of real estate reversal is profit. This is a huge advantage, especially if the profits are high and are delivered quickly. Of course, there are risks. Most companies that offer high returns have high risks. But while it is certainly what most investors think of when they start, money is not the only advantage that can be associated with the reversal of a property. In today's episode, we shall be talking, has television changed the face of real estate investing? Almost every day you watch a TV station, there are TV shows that cover home improvement, real estate investments, or a combination of the two. From programs that teach people how to sell their shabby homes, to programs that teach viewers how to make astronomical profits by buying, repairing and reselling homes in a matter of weeks, there are programs that attract aspiring businessmen. World audience, the show has won and lost in convincing viewers that you can do the same amazing things you see on TV. In fact, many viewers can do it, but the TV does not show how hard it is. The television cameras do not always show the blood, sweat and tears needed for these projects to be successful, and barely mention the failures that occur along the way. Also, the room shows up at 4 in the morning, and I don't like to roll after midnight when the day's work is over. It does not absorb pain and nightmares, as there is a risk that your credit card will be completely depleted, and the quick dream of getting rich will disappear before the eyes of the investor. This does not mean that every project fails and is not as rosy as the TV series. A revolving house can look a little elegant and very practical. The problem is that too few people realize how much work goes into each part of the program. Even if TV cameras make you believe that, it's not easy money. Maintaining quality, using the brain, and buying and selling in the right circumstances can make a significant profit in a relatively short time. The problem is that many people run out of funds without considering the big picture before the project is completed. One of the things that television has done for this job is to make the competition and the discussion houses a little more difficult. The first birds in this business receive worms, and the cheapest house is not always the best candidate, but in this case, the lower the competition, the higher the price. The goal is to buy cheap and sell big. Most people don't have much competition in the high-selling part of the program so far. The real problem now is in the buying side. That's because there are far more real estate investors interested in buying cheap real estate than people who do the project from start to finish. Yes, television has revolutionized the way people invest in real estate. It remains to be seen whether this is really good or bad for the real estate market as a whole. Given the recent decline in the real estate market, some popularity is expected to decline. Unfortunately, this is still one of the best ways to make legal money super fast in the world. Real estate can bring gains and losses. The trick is to always be on the right property at the right time. The profit potential is high for those who are willing to take the risks associated with this type of investment in the current market and expect a slight growth of the market. How to find a good real estate investment property? There are many ways to find the perfect home for your real estate investment. The problem is that many investors do not know exactly what type of investment they want. Unfortunately, the type of investment has a huge impact on the type of property that best suits your real estate needs. This episode focuses on finding the perfect home to replace or renovate. Search transaction. Transactions are often sold at a transaction price. The good news is that most of these causes are purely cosmetic and can be remedied. if you are looking for a broker who wants to work with you at an affordable price, Bargains offers a great place to start. If you are an experienced professional, he should be able to access real estate that would not have been available if he had continued his search without the help of an expert. Another great place to look for deals of this nature is to look for foreclosures, auctions, and foreclosure homes. Although not always, there are a lot of people who want to be less flexible in setting prices in these situations. Please do not provide the full requested price first. Start from the bottom and negotiate. It may cost you some wealth, but it would be a much more profitable business if you could get the wealth you want with less investment. Know your surroundings. Find out as much as you can about the area before bidding for a potential property. You don't want to build a family home in the middle of an old neighborhood, nor do you want to build a potential bachelor's house in such an area. I want to avoid the place and placement because it is enough to help you. Instead, find a business in a very small area. If you renovate your home to attract families, make sure your neighborhood is safe, has a relatively low crime rate, and has access to good schools and entertainment for families to enjoy. These will affect the price you can expect after the restoration work is completed and the type of repairs your building will make. Buying a property in an area you know nothing about is like buying a property without an inspection. Which brings me to the next point. Do a complete check. This is one of the most important steps in the process of choosing the perfect home for your real estate investment needs. A background check prepares you for any problems that may occur while working from home. These will affect how much you can give to your home, how much you will have to invest in renovation, and how much you can expect to pay when everything is ready. It can be disastrous when repairs start to cost money and extra time, as efforts to get to the root of the problem are wasted without a thorough and proper inspection. There are a few things that a proper inspection can save you time or money. Inspections can also tell you about structural issues, code issues, and other issues that can tell the difference between potential gains or potential losses for those assets. It is much better to arm yourself with this knowledge before buying the property in question. Understand that you don't have to buy a house that you see for the first time. This is an important point to remember. If you don't like the first feature, keep going until you find it. This course is partly science and partly inspiration. Unless you are inspired by real estate, you are unlikely to suddenly lose your life to meet your real estate investment needs. You can find a good opportunity for the first or 50 flaps until you can find your property to respond to all needs. Flipping houses for fun and profit. For those who watch a weekly cable TV show as they try to turn their homes from pieces of coal into diamonds, these middle-class kings and queens deserve an invitation. You've probably thought about twisting your house. This is a great way to quickly get a good return on your property with proper planning and attention to detail. Believe it or not, these types of projects can be very interesting if they are done correctly and in a reasonable time and budgetary constraints. First of all, the average citizen is not allowed to play with power tools on a regular basis. And Tim Allen taught us how fun power tools can be. Remember, he also taught me how dangerous it is. The problem is that learning new things is fun and working with power tools is not familiar to most of us. For those with experience with power tools, there may still be some interesting new things on the horizon when you turn over real estate. Even if you don't really need appliances, you may always want to experiment with color schemes or remodel your kitchen or bathroom. Not only is it a great way to make money while having fun, but returning home can be a great workout for the changes you want to make in your home. Most of us learn best from our mistakes. Why not make a mistake when it comes to formica or corian instead of granite countertops in kitchens and bathrooms? It also allows you to see the things you plan for your home, how it will look like in another home before you add them home. If you are thinking of a certain type of laminate, this is your last chance to experience TR Triad on the house you are renovating. Teal and error when designing and planning your home. Moreover, this is how you can work for profit, and no one knows who does not appreciate good profits from time to time. Another interesting aspect of selling real estate is that you will often work with loved ones. This is a great opportunity to involve friends and family in the process of creating a masterpiece for you. The price for their time and work is often good music, good pizza, and a little cold drink. Children can also help with these projects, although we are very careful not to give too much help to power tools and brushes. Usually, older children help with gardening projects and find someone to take care of the younger ones. Thanks for listening. Bye.